WGVX Lakeville, WLUP and WLUP HD1 Cambridge, WWWM Eden Prairie. Love 105 with the Minnesota Real Estate Team and the Minnesota Real Estate Show with your host, Ryan O'Neill.
Mike Overson with Luminate Home Loans takes the lead today. His guests are Janelle Seitzer with the Minnesota Real Estate Team and RE/MAX Advantage Plus, Brad Sanford with Farmers Insurance, and Chad Alfords with New Age Technology.
The Minnesota Real Estate Show.
And surprise, good morning, it's Jay Philpott here. We have Ryan on a scheduled day off, and we've got most of our participants here. I think we've got a quorum, so we'll go ahead and start the show. Mike will be along in a moment here. But let's first of all set the table. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Team and the Minnesota Real Estate Show. And I'm going to go around the horn and have you guys introduce yourselves. I'm the target audience because, you know, I would like to buy a home. I don't know exactly what the current state of the market is, and I'm not sure what my first steps should be, and I know you guys all come from different parts of the real estate ecosystem. So describe what it is that you do, and then let's get into it and talk about how the market is for people buying and selling homes. We'll start over here with Janelle, right?
Yes, that's correct. Janelle Seitzer.
Okay.
Ryan deserves this day off, doesn't he?
I think so. And he picked a good one, too, because the other days that we've had the show have been either brutally cold or snowy. This is actually a decent weather day.
Yeah. I'm Janelle Seitzer. I am part of the Minnesota Real Estate Team. I live in New Prague, specifically serving mostly Scott, Carver, Le Sueur, Rice County, Sibley.
So what is it that you do in the course of your business day in the real estate world? What's your area of discipline as far as real estate and what you provide, the services you provide?
Yeah, residential real estate mostly. Mm-hmm. So helping folks buy, sell in many different situations.
Sure.
Yeah.
All right. Next. Hello. Welcome.
Good morning. Just Chad with New Age Technology. I own a technology company. We do specific smart home technology in the new homes nowadays. Some of the services that we offer are home theater, home automation, lighting control, security. Pretty much everything that involves smart home.
Ooh, now that is something because, you know, I've always wondered what it would be like to be able to walk into the room and, you know, tell the smart speaker to turn up the lights, turn down the lights. And I read once that Bill Gates, of course, with his mansion in Seattle, in the Seattle area, he designed his own home. And I guess when a guest comes to his house, you know, he finds out a lot about the guests, and that's all programmed into a little tab or a badge that they wear so that when they walk into different rooms, they get different lighting schemes. And maybe I prefer bluer tints, and other people prefer different tints. And you can just walk around, and the home changes around you.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. We have noticed in the last, you know, few years that the voice-driven services have become such a big part of our industry. Mm-hmm. Alexa, Google Home, you know, they got other things out there called Josh AI, you know, very custom, but you can control everything, you know, anything from your lights to your shades to your blinds.
Okay, we're going to dream a little bit about some features and come back to you.
So when somebody fixes their home up and does the technology with you, do they say Chad instead of Alexa or?
I wish, but no.
Could you fix it so they could do that?
It's potential down the road, but at this point, Alexa's primary.
Maybe I could pay you extra money, and then people would have, say, Brad with Farmers Insurance, and then everything would pop up, and the lights would pop. That'd be a nice experience.
Yeah.
I think so.
And what a segue, too. Now you can introduce yourself.
The dad that thinks he's funny with all kinds of dad jokes, Brad Sanford with Farmers Insurance. You know, getting into insurance, I've been a banker before, and I've been like a commercial lender and lent money to businesses and those types of things. But the insurance, I absolutely love experiencing people buying homes again, right? Because I've done it, right? I bought a home and a couple times, and the experience is so exciting. And then it's, you know, it's also stressful because, you know, you've got some things that you want to fix. And so then, you know, you call somebody like Chad to have them take care of some things, and working with a realtor, you're relying on them to have all the information and give you the help you get the best deal. So it's exciting. And at the same time, you're feeling like you want to do your best job for them too, and get them the insurance that they need to cover the home and those kinds of things. So I find it exhilarating. I have a nephew and a niece that are buying a home right now. They bought one, put an offer in Coon Rapids. They did the inspection, and they are no longer going to be buying that home because it didn't pass the inspection. So it can be an arduous process, I think. And when you think about insurance, you think about me last. And actually, I like having Chad here because they probably think about Chad last, right? It's after they bought the home, then they go to Chad. But for
I would agree.
Yeah. And so for me, it's the last thought, right? You either go see a realtor and then you start looking at homes, or you go get pre-qualified with like Mike Overson, and then you start looking for homes. And once you find something you want, then you go, okay, this is real. I got to get insurance. So,
Okay. What is the general state of the market right now? Somebody deciding today, let's go for it. Let's buy the house. What is the market like? Where does one start?
Yeah, well, the last few weekends, we've actually noticed when a property is priced right, we've noticed that properties have been going into multiple offers already. Usually, spring market, from my experience, is after the Super Bowl. So we're early again this year, like the last couple of years.
Maybe people have such wild parties they need to replace their homes. It's getting out of hand.
Yeah. But it's really picked up. Honestly, I have some rates here that I can share. So this is as of this past Friday, February 3rd.
Are you talking about an overall loan rate?
Yeah.
Rate for the loan.
Yep,
okay.
Yep. So
30-year mortgage?
Yeah, so conventional 30-year fixed is about high fives to low sixes. 15-year fixed, low fives. FHA looks to be 30-year fixed, mid fives to low sixes. VA, 30-year fixed, low fives to high fives. Those all rates are dependent upon credit score and other factors. But, they're really improving.
Now, is that something that's statewide, metro-wide, and as you alluded to just a moment ago, I guess it is up to the individual's history?
Yep, it is.
Okay.
But that is what they're seeing with those loan programs. The rates, yeah.
Okay. I didn't read the entire article, but I spotted an article this morning about how hot the market is in a particular area of the Twin Cities, in Lake Elmo, that things are going really quickly there. It's a beautiful, you know, eastern suburb of St. Paul, and it has some room, and people are getting some nice-looking properties there that aren't, you know, they don't feel like they're in the middle of suburbia. It used to be Lake Elmo was like, you're going to live way out there. But that's actually a fairly close-in suburb these days.
Yeah, and we actually do, as a team, have a few listings in Lake Elmo. Mm-hmm. One is still, looks like it's still active on the market.
Okay.
But otherwise pending.
How about some resources or maybe how people can reach you and follow up with questions you might have?
Yeah.
Or they might have.
They might have, yeah. Well, you can find me on all social media platforms, so Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. I don't really TikTok much, but...
Twitter?
Yeah, Twitter a little bit. Mostly Facebook and Instagram. But 507-351-8923 is my mobile phone number. Otherwise social media platforms.
Great. All right. Well, we'll take a quick break and be back in just a moment and continue on with the Minnesota Real Estate Show on a Sunday morning here, Love 105. And thank you for listening. Welcome.
Love 105.
The Minnesota Real Estate Show.
We're back. This is Jay Philpott, and Ryan O'Neill is off today. He will be back next week, and we do have our guests in here today, Janelle Seitzer from the Minnesota Real Estate Team and RE/MAX Advantage Plus. We also have Chad Alfords with New Age Technology, and we've got to really drill into what you do, because the kind of you know, home that, or the things you can do to outfit the home are just fascinating. I want to find out what's available. And right now, as you heard just a moment ago, Brad Sanford is here with Farmers Insurance, and that's always a really deep subject for somebody buying or selling a home. And you got great advice and some great insights on what's going on right now.
Yeah, so a lot of calls coming in, people seeing renewals, they are asking why rates are going up. And so I got some information from corporate and the industry and what's going on. The reason that rates are being increased on home loans is mainly three different things. The annual rate of inflation is at 8.5%. And we haven't seen that type of inflation since the early 80s. So that is causing everything to cost more. In addition, services and those types of things, when we're repairing things, cost more. So that makes costs go up. Construction costs have gone up for 26%. So I know that when my wife and I, we remodeled our basement, I was thinking lumber was going to be like $2 a 2x4, and it was $15 a 2x4. So I think some of those prices have eased recently, but it's still a lot higher than what it used to be. And then the natural disasters that we've had on this show, I've said before that in 2010, we had like 246 storms, right? In the last year, we've had over 400. So those storms cause damage. That damage obviously has to be fixed. That's what the contract is that we have with our insureds. And so those costs, we don't see them. Like in a mortgage situation, there's anticipation that maybe the rates might go up, that the central bank might, Federal Reserve might raise rates, those kinds of things. So lenders that have billions of dollars, they anticipate that months before so they don't take a hit on their portfolio. With insurance, we don't see these things till afterwards. And so it feels like, hey, what are we doing this now for? But those are the reasons that that they've gone up. So
storms obviously have caused a lot of property damage. But what would the role of the storms being in destroying the lumber, the forests, the burning, the fires that have destroyed the wood?
The back of my house in Blaine, and I believe it was 2014, 2013, something like that. It just looked like a 50 cal hit the back of my house. Mm. It was holes everywhere. And so, you know, when you have that, you have to replace the siding on the home, obviously, and that's expensive. So
what are some of the trends, though, as far as, you know, construction prices and material prices? Is it starting to trend down a little bit?
You know, last I've seen here, the building materials and home repairs, it's been going up. And I mean, those are for like drywall and shingles and copper and those kinds of things. And people don't realize that oil is in a lot of things. And so when the price of oil goes up, obviously those costs go up. And those are things that we can't control and change immediately, right? So those are different things. But inflation is pretty high. So we thought that rates might be going up because of the cost and the inflation and all that. And so it has hit. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Eggs are expensive.
Omelet costs you $14 now. Yeah,
exactly.
I don't know, at Costco yesterday they were $6.50 for two dozen. So
I think my wife bought one that was, I was with her pushing the cart, and I think it was $8.49 or something like that?
Yeah, for like a dozen at the grocery store, yeah.
See, that's me as a husband. I push the cart, she puts the stuff in. If I pay attention, I think I'm lucky, right? What did we get, honey? I think we went in here for four things and the cart's full. How did that happen?
The thing I always notice when I'm shopping is that the families with the kids in the store, and the kids have the greatest looking little carts they get to ride in these days. They have the little steering wheels, and they have the kind of carts we didn't have when we were kids.
Makes you want to go back, right?
Yeah. And actually, it would have been a good thing for our family, because I was always the one that was reaching in for things on the shelf and touching things I didn't need to be touching, and kind of getting my hand pulled back and being in one of those little car-like grocery carts would have restrained me.
You were just
maybe
inquisitive, right?
Yeah, they could have put me in there and I wouldn't have bothered anybody. Let's talk about that as far as some of the cool things that you've got with the different things you can put into houses. We're talking about, obviously, Wi-Fi systems and sound systems and video systems and checking out all the different things that What does your company do? First of all, what's the name of the company again?
New Age Technologies.
Okay, that gets the mind running.
Yeah, it does, definitely. New Age Technologies is based out of St. Louis Park. We got a showroom kind of tucked back in there. It's not a retail showroom like Best Buy. I always tell people, you know, in the technology world, people think of path of least resistance, right? So naturally, people are going to walk into the Best Buys of the world because it's easy. They market themselves very well. And half the time, we get the aftermath from that because my company is very personal. We're smaller. I kind of think about us more of a VIP type of service, right? So a lot of people come to us saying, hey, you know, Chad, I have no idea what I want. I need you to kind of direct me on what we can do or cannot do in our home. Okay. So, you know, those are the type of people that we love to help out because now we can use our imagination, we can use our design experience, we can use our, you know, I've been doing this for 18 years, so I've seen a lot of clients, you know, we've helped them from start to finish. I don't care if it's just a basic home theater or if it's, you know, someone wants to deck out their whole place, you know, we can help them all the way through.
My request would be for a beautiful recording broadcast studio suitable for going on the air or a podcast. I would say, can you design me a nice studio?
We could definitely help you with that.
Yeah.
A lot of, we see people, this has just been a trend probably within the last year that I've seen that's coming back is the Laserdisc player, you know, old records.
Oh.
People want to tie that into their two-channel system and get crazy with it.
Hey, vinyl came back. Mm-hmm. Cassettes are coming back.
Yep. Wait, cassettes?
Yes, mm-hmm. They are coming back because the younger generations want to have that real mixtape experience. They really want to make the mixtape and hand it
yes.
to somebody.
I remember making mixtapes, yes, and well, mixed CDs.
Well, they're so much fun. I mean, absolutely, you'd want that real experience.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I have a question for you, Chad.
Perfect.
First of all, I was born and raised in St. Louis Park. So where are you in St. Louis Park?
Well, everybody knows where the West End is, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kind of Home Depot, all mm-hmm. that right back in there. Well,
yeah.
We're in the business district right behind it.
Okay.
We're actually in a multi-tenant space back there. I don't know if you guys have heard of the Garage Floor Coating Company. Have you ever heard of those guys?
Mm-hmm. They're like just epoxy?
Yeah, they do custom floors. Well, they have a large building that they lease out to multiple tenants like me, so it's kind of a community in there. So there's a few builders, a couple remodelers, us, him. So it's a good area to be.
So there's a custom home builder I follow on Instagram, Mark D. Williams, and he posted a reel the other day, and it had, like, from the backsplash on the in the kitchen, there was a TV that came down from, like, what looked like to be under the cabinet that came down. Do you do things like that?
Yes, absolutely. So we get into all those fun applications. I don't care if it's motorized drop downs or if it's, you know, last summer we put up a 240-inch outdoor TV for a guy's pool area. So if you can imagine it, we can do it. That's the kind of
sure.
240-inch TV?
Yes.
In
so
I'm trying to visualize really the size of the building you would need to, right. to have a screen like that.
Yeah.
I was excited my wife let me buy a 70-inch screen TV.
Right.
240. Wow.
Well, yeah. Put it this way, it runs pretty much the whole length of his pool, and it's pretty impressive. So
it's an Olympic-sized TV.
Exactly.
If he's a Vikings fan, that's the place to be to watch the game right there.
It is. He is a huge sports fan, and that's why he wanted to do it.
Can you have it in by Super Bowl? Right now.
Yeah.
Right now.
Right?
Okay. So
pool, all of that, yeah.
What do we got here? We've got 7 days exactly. Can you do it in 7 days?
You know, speaking on that, we do see trends, you know, in our business around holidays, you know, when people entertain,
sure.
you know, before the Super Bowl, before Christmas, you know, I like to say people might not plan the best and they're like, oh, we're having a big party. We need that big TV. Can you get her done?
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time we can, but, you know, we definitely feel it as crunch time during these times.
Now, for what you do for somebody's dreams and their mm-hmm. dream home, would you work at the architect level as someone was designing a house? And actually design the space before you put all the goodies in?
Yep. So typically, if we talk about like new construction, mm-hmm. you know, as people are building their house, they send us a set of plans. They're like, hey, this is our home. Why don't you tell us what you think we should do in here? And then we give them a kind of a baseline. You know, that can range from TV locations to speaker locations to... If you're building the dedicated theater, you know, we can design the inside, kind of what it looks like. We can give you a mock-up, you know, the whole deal.
For people that have home theaters, is the trend towards a larger theater for more guests, or are people still just like only want to have like 6 or 8 people in that room?
Well, for a while, we kind of seen the dedicated room go away. Mm-hmm. You know, that used to be, I don't know if you guys remember back with the MTV Cribs when everybody had to have their dedicated theater, right? Mm-hmm. So that was the thing for a while. And then that kind of faded away a little bit. And they went with the big LCD or LED TV. You know, you can get up to a 100-inch LED TV now. So, but now I've been seeing kind of the dedicated theater coming back, you know, and... Which I like. It brings us, you know, some creativity, gets to come back. And we did a gentleman's home this last year that we did a fiber optic ceiling, which is consists of like just imagine the stars. He wanted to have stars in his ceiling, so we recreated that for him.
So basically his ceiling was made out of flat screen TVs?
No, it was made out of just imagine 2,000 light elements in your ceiling that represent like a galaxy or stars, if you can envision that. So when he's sitting there in his theater, he can just look up and see a shooting star cruise around. We provided that for him. So
he could program his own, you know, meteor collisions.
Right? Pretty close. Pretty close.
Green comet. Oh, how adorable. Stand back. Oh, that's really interesting. Thank you, Chad. That's really something. Brad, let's get back to insurance for a second. More storms, more severe storms coming, long range into the future. Is insurance continuing to skyrocket, or is it becoming fairly manageable now?
You know, I think not knowing the unpredictability of it, I think, is the key, that you don't really know when rates are going to go up. Now, what I've been doing to help my clients to mitigate some of that is making sure that the home is the value that it's supposed to be, right? What it would cost to repair it. And obviously, with construction costs going up, that helps out a little bit. But raising your deductible temporarily so that if another storm does happen, you might pay a little bit more, but you might be saving money in the long run for a few years too. So those are some things that, you know, we can change. And then, you know, like with Chad, we his product, we love companies like that, because if you're mitigating the risk that we have to pay out, then we typically will give a discount for things like that. So if the fire department is warned sooner, you know, than the fire happening and you're calling. So if they have a central place that detects the fire and sends the message, then that is something that we give a discount for. So, you know, that's one of those things we would work hand in hand with Chad. Now, the 240-inch screen TV, that might be raised the premium a little bit. So
I have a question when it comes to disasters and insurance. So say somebody had a fire in their home or any other type of disaster that destroyed their belongings. So what's the policy exactly, you know, to protect your personal belongings within your property? You know, I've heard take pictures of all your things, submit them to your insurance agent. What's the policy on that?
That is great. You could be an insurance agent. Yeah.
No.
You know, go around with your phone and take a picture of everything, write down make a list of everything that you have. Mm-hmm. Typically, You know, if you take your home and you tip it upside down and shake it, everything that comes out is mm-hmm. what would be covered by the personal property. Okay. So this what we call Schedule B. So every insurance policy has different categories, right? So the first category is to replace the home. The second is what we call Schedule B is the personal property. And then you have in case you lose loss of use. So the house does burn. Okay. You need to live somewhere else. We have a percentage of amount that we would give for you to live somewhere else.
Okay.
and those type of things. So there's different sections of the policy. So it's not actually when you're paying $500,000 for insurance for your home, it's not actually just $500,000. You've got your personal property
yeah.
and all that kind of stuff added into that.
I know that when you have a house fire, you can't, you know, I have folks that I know have that have had the unfortunate situation of their homes burning or having a fire within them, but it's and you can't replace those memories that you have of like family photos or, you know, other types of little sentimental the sentimental value of things, but it's good to know that.
Right.
Your personal property, too.
And make sure that you have replacement cost on your policy so that this shirt, which is probably worth $2, it might take actually $55 to replace it. You want to make sure that you have replacement cost for that also.
Okay.
Perfect. So. This is the Minnesota Real Estate Team and the Minnesota Real Estate Show on Love 105. Ryan O'Neill is usually the host from RE/MAX Advantage Plus and the Minnesota Real Estate Team. Ryan's out today, so this is Jay Philpott filling in. And our guest, Janelle Seitzer. What was the name of your company again?
Well, the Minnesota Real Estate Team.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But I also like to be known as Down Home with Janelle Seitzer. Is a lot of my media is designed that way.
Well, yeah. Let's have a plug. Where can we find some of your other media, social media?
Just Instagram and Facebook. Just search Janelle Seitzer, S-E-I-T-Z-E-R. Yep.
We have Chad Alfords from New Age Technology here talking about the really nice stuff we can put in our homes.
Yes. And
we've been talking with Brad Sanford about insurance from Farmers Insurance. When I owned a home in Texas, I lived in Dallas for a while. I had the oddest thing. I don't remember exactly how it was worded, but I had the oddest reminder in my insurance policy about watering my house. I had never heard of that before. Have you ever heard of watering a house? It makes sense. When I tell you what it means, it'll make sense.
Okay. Well, I can't wait to hear it because I've never heard of that.
Were you trying to get your home to grow?
No.
Grow the value?
No.
Your home was underneath the earth and there was grass on top and they wanted you to water the grass.
You're sort getting of getting close. It does have to do with earth and where the home is. They don't have basements there, so the home sits on a slab, a big mm-hmm. concrete slab. Mm-hmm. And it's very dry during long periods of time in Texas. So you have to go out and buy these soaker hoses with holes in them and you stretch them along, you know, the house at the level of the slab and just turn it on and soak it. And
that keeps a sprinkler?
Yeah, it's exactly what you're doing. And then you are making it so that the soil will expand up against the slab because if it dries out and withdraws, the slab cracks and falls as it settles.
Yep.
So it makes perfect sense.
It does. Now that you say that, it does make perfect sense.
But it was just weird. And I could never, you know what? I'm a lot happier in places that have basements. There are a lot of places in America that don't dig out basements for the homes. Why is that?
I personally could do without a basement. We never use our basement.
Oh, I love
it.
I have
finished,
to have it.
It's we never use it. We use it for storage.
Yeah, basement.
So I think it really has to do with the frost line. So right around Rochester is the frost line. So being able to dig down below the frost line and have down there for support of the building was is my understanding of what it was. Below the frost line, you just have a slab, which I agree with you. I would love to build a new home that was just on a slab. And those homes in Texas, they're much wider and that because they don't have a basement. So they just go out, spread out.
Right, absolutely.
There's a new development in Jordan, and they're building, they call them villas, but you can get a slab on grade or with a basement, and the slab on grades are, I think, low to mid fours for a 1,500 square foot.
Do you have to water those villas?
You don't have to water those villas.
That'll make insurance cheaper, though.
We'll take a quick break and be right back on Love 105.
Love 105.
The Minnesota Real Estate Show.
Good morning. This is Jay Philpott sitting in for Ryan O'Neill. He is usually your host for the Minnesota Real Estate Show on Love 105 each Sunday morning. And today, well, Mike Overson, by the way, of Luminate Home Loans, was going to be here. He's not here today. That's all right. But he will be back next week as well with Ryan. Our guests today are Janelle Seitzer with the Minnesota Real Estate Team and RE/MAX Advantage Plus, Brad Sanford with Farmers Insurance, and Chad Alfords with New Age Technology. And you know what? As we finish up here, this is our final segment. As we finish up, this is the tease. The first song, when the music returns, 9 o'clock on Love 105, will have the word home in the title.
Oh,
how about that? Somebody's, somebody's thinking ahead, and it wasn't me.
What's today's song?
Well, do you want to know, or do you want to be surprised when we get
I'll
there?
I'll listen to it, yeah.
Can the second song have insurance in it?
No, but I could make it something that might happen to somebody who hopefully is insured when it happens. If I were to play, and I'll give you the title of this one, The Next Time I Fall by Peter Cetera and Amy Grant.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you be glad you had insurance?
Yeah.
With Brad Sanford at Farmers Insurance, yes.
Oh, you're good.
Nice plug.
You're good. Okay, but before, while we were on break, you guys were talking about amongst each other, and these guys have the great content. They have the great advice and the current lay of the land for purchasing or selling a home. And you guys were talking about the overall process and how it exists in 2023. How'd you like to start off?
Yeah, you know, the process seems a little bit different. I know that when I bought my first home, we like went and looked for homes without being pre-qualified. Is that, and you know, you fall in love with a home and then you go, oh, I can't afford a $1.4 million house. Why is that?
Yeah, so it's really always best to get pre-approved. So contact Mike Overson. It honestly really is, because when you go out looking, one, it's good so that you're not even kind of spending your own time looking at properties you might not be approved for. You might be able to afford the monthly payment, but you may not be pre-approved for the mortgage itself. But first step is to always get pre-approved, and then we can start your home search. I can set you up on an MLS search, you know, specific to your requirements, property.
And then people need to remember they got to buy a lawnmower and you know, you've got a yard.
Well, that's what I always say. Just because you're pre-approved, let's say you're pre-approved for $350, but just because you're pre-approved for $350 doesn't mean that you should spend $350. You know what you can afford. So maybe you want to look for a little bit less because, yes, you have to furnish it, to put your groceries in it, to put your you know, your wall hangings on. Just a,
your nice home theater.
Yeah, and a nice home theater, yeah.
Call Chad.
With a drop-down TV.
Is there still a formula that kind of guides a buyer and says that you need to make X amount of your salary in order to afford this price? In other words, if you wanted to buy a $300,000 home, you have to make 2.5 times your salary.
Yeah.
At, say, $75,000 or something like that.
That'd be a great question for Mike. Okay. Yeah. Too bad he's not here.
They're called debt-to-income ratios.
Yeah.
So there's two of them. There's one that is for the front end, and we call front end and call back end. The front end is you take your gross income and you multiply it by whatever program you have. So if it's FHA or conventional or, you know, those homes that are for communities, you take it and multiply by that. And that's the maximum house payment that you would be allowed to have. And then the what we call a back ratio is when you add on the monthly debt that you have. So they have restrictions on the maximum that you can have. So like FHA, last time I did a loan, FHA was a long time ago, but the ratios were 29% of your gross income for the front end and 41% for the back end. Mm-hmm. I believe it's now 45.
Okay.
So 45, so that gives you 16% for debt that the carrier lenders, they want to have a maximum of 16%. So,
okay.
So if you go over, if you have a lot of debt, if you have a lot of debt, that reduces the amount of home that you can buy. So,
Mike can fill us in on that a little bit more next week.
He'd be the expert.
And also next week, the video portion of our show will return. Usually Ryan has a real nice setup where the show is not only on the radio, but you could also watch it online, and it is archived.
Yeah.
We're not doing that this morning, but we will next week.
Okay, yeah.
So Ryan knows I have a face for radio, so that's why he didn't have it on today.
That's why this is the week you're here, is that what you're saying?
Exactly, yeah.
Uh-huh, right. I doubt that. It's more about the message, you know? Yeah. So anyway, back to the process of...
Yeah. But honestly, to sell too, I mean, you know, there's a whole other process to sell, whether you need to get your home ready to sell. But I know, like, the beginning of each month, I like to look at the specific counties I like to focus on. And I know, I think it was Le Sueur County. Their average home sale price increased 46% year over year. So January of 2023. Mm. That's a pretty incredible boost of equity that you have in your home.
What was that again? 22%?
You said 46.1%. Wow. Yeah. I mean, can you imagine the added equity in your house just in a year?
What does that do to the tax rate, though?
Mm-hmm. Well, before you sell your home, you have to make sure that you've been maintaining it also. Like, yeah. I always tell my clients, you have to have gutters to move the water away from the wall of the basement,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, the foundation.
Because
yeah.
Much like in Texas, you don't, well, it's opposite of Texas. You don't want to water right. your house here. You want to move the water away from the house because the ice will move and shift and, mm-hmm. and stuff. So when you go to sell your home, there might be things that you need to take care of.
Like yep.
if you've had an ice dam and didn't know it, you know, and it wrecked the shingles, you might have to take care of that stuff.
Yeah, if you have those big, long, thick icicles from your hanging from your roof line or your gutters. It's you got to clean that up.
Now, are those stalactites or stalagmites?
Oh, I used to know the difference.
Right?
It's like one of them, stalactites grow from the ceiling down.
Okay.
And stalagmites
go up.
Basically go up. Yeah. So, in other words, something would drip from the top of the cave and then just keep piling up, and that's how it grows from the floor up. But I might have that reversed.
I think you're right. I think it's still like
that. And here I'm sitting here with Google right in front of me. I don't have to wait. We don't have to wait for the answer.
No.
And I just have to spell it right. Stalactites. What is the difference between... When discussing mineral formations in caves, stalactites hang from the ceiling... Stalagmites grow from the cave floor. So I think I had it right.
You did.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, that's my young boy interest in spelunking,
there
which is the fancy word for
cave
walking, diving yeah. or cave walking.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, right over here.
I just like it because I don't think I've ever said spelunking on the radio before. But I'm 100% sure it's okay to say.
So when would you bring Chad in? Would you bring him in like one of the showings or?
It all depends on the client. I mean, if they want to make those improvements right away or get settled in.
Do you get a lot of requests for that?
No.
No?
I don't. No. A lot of times I think it's after, once they've like moved in and get things figured out. Unless it's new construction, right? To do that right away.
You know, my previous experience, it just really depends on the real estate agent because we work with a few of them. They typically like to get that process out the way, you know, as they transition because otherwise the client is calling like a Best Buy or they're calling.
Sure.
You know, if they could just hand off a customer to us and have a non-pressured informational session, it's easy because... let's face it, you know, everybody's mounting TVs in a brand new home when they move in, right? It's just a matter of, are they going to do it themselves? Are they going to call Geek Squad? Or are they going to find a custom integrator like us to take care of it for them?
Hmm. Yeah. My husband always mounts the TV. I don't know if he's doing it right, but I think so. It's still up.
My first flat screen TV was actually It was a plasma TV.
Oh, yeah.
This is like 2001 or 2002, yeah. And it wasn't really, it was flat compared to the cathode ray tube, but it was still about, you know, a foot thick, and it weighed like 300 pounds. Yeah. I mounted it on the wall above my fireplace, which I thought looked real sweet.
Yeah.
But over time, the heat that comes out of the fireplace sure. and some of the smoke particles, it kind of destroyed yeah. the TV eventually.
So Chad would have told you to put it somewhere else, probably.
Yes, yes. Well, that advice has just been given to anybody listening.
Yeah.
So we will see fewer flat screen TVs mounted over fireplaces, hopefully.
Have it drop down from the ceiling.
That's right. You do all that James Bond stuff.
Yeah.
You know, it's not as common as you would think, but, you know, we have done that before, you know, and it used to be, I mean, if you can imagine, and it can be done, that's what's crazy in this technology world, but also comes with a cost, you know, so... You know, anybody that has a great imagination, it's just, you know, the money has to follow. And that's really all it is. But from a day-to-day situation, is what I tell everybody is, if I could keep 10% of people walking into Best Buy and coming and talking to us, we would have a great business. Because, number one, they're going to get better customer service. Number two, our company is only five people deep, so they're going to be able to get a hold of someone all the time. Best Buy, you call a 1-800 number, you don't know who you're getting.
Right.
Right? So trying to build the company towards more of a VIP experience for every client. So last year, I think we only serviced 55 clients total. So yeah, it's a little niche market.
Plus, you're doing such custom work that's so closely tied to people's dreams, and that's something a bigger organization just can't pull off.
Correct. And, you know, what I like to say is, you know, being in the service-based business, when I get to hand over the keys to the end product and let us use our imagination, you know, the smiles that we see on people's faces goes way further than anything else. So
it would feel like to me, if I walked into Best Buy, I'm buying something that I have to make fit my house. Whereas if I call you, you make it my house fit what I want it to be. That seems to be the big difference.
I would agree. And the problem that we deal with sometimes in the aftermath or the after effect is they don't think about us first. And so then we try to make the product fit the house, which then doesn't work in the end, you know. And, you know, us being the solution-oriented business, we try to do the best we can with what we have, primarily.
Cool.
Well, and I think, too, and I know this with helping folks, you know, buy and sell houses, I think it's similar. Like, and even with insurance, when somebody is paying for a product or a service, they want to be treated not just like another number, like you would at a big box company. Mm-hmm. You know, you want that VIP service. You want to be treated like you are a human being and have that value. You don't want to be treated like you're just a number.
And that's why I think explaining an insurance policy to people and letting them understand everything that is covered, they're now informed and they feel better about what they're paying for.
Oh, I would much rather hear the intricacies of all those details from a human, from another person telling it to me, than to have to try to read about it and decipher it, you know?
Right.
Yeah, you're right. The human touch is really still very important in our highly technological world.
Yep.
And I mean, let's face it, insurance is sexy, so. I mean,
very.
It's really not hard to have a great conversation.
Well, you guys have, I love your farmers commercials. So, yeah, you got that down. That's fun.
All my buddies call me, and the first thing they say is, boom, 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 boom. How you doing, Steve?
Well, we've only got a few more moments here, so we'll go around the table and reintroduce everybody one more time and give out some information where people could contact you or find out more about what you do. And we'll start with Janelle.
Janelle Seitzer, the Minnesota Real Estate Team and RE/MAX Advantage Plus. My mobile number is 507-351-8923. And feel free to follow me on any social media platforms. Janelle Seitzer.
Chad Alfreds with New Age Technology. You can come visit our design center at 6701 West 23rd Street at St. Louis Park, Minnesota. Or you can find us at newagetechnologymn.com. Or you can call us at 952-204-7222.
Brad Sanford with Farmers Insurance, making insurance sexy. You can find me at MinnesotaRealEstateTeam.com or you can call 651-690-2076.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for joining us today on the Minnesota Real Estate Team Show. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Ryan O'Neill will be back next week. Mike Overson will be here. You guys will probably come back in at some point in the coming weeks. So we'll see you then.
All right.
Thank you.
Minnesota Real Estate Team on Love 105. Now, wait, before we go, the fulfillment of the little tease. I promised you a song. The first song we play would have home in the title. That's what we're here for. How about some Phil Collins? You know this song?
Okay.
take me home, right? Yeah, let's do Phil Collins. Thanks, everybody. We'll see you later.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.